Well, the time has come, ladies and gentlemen. A real rags-to-rags story. You know, rags to riches, I hope. Three young men who play acoustic rock and roll were playing on a sidewalk in Milwaukee before a Pretenders show, and who should come along but two of the Pretenders, but they were for real, and recognized raw talent when they saw it. Those gentlemen are here with me today from Milwaukee. Would you welcome, please, the Violent Femmes. Hey, these guys have fun when they play, too. The Violent Femmes, Gordon Gano on guitar and...
Actually, it's Gano.
Gordon Gano? Good, that's better that way. On guitar and vocals, and you write the songs that make the young girls cry.
Yeah, right.
And Victor DiLorenzo here on drums. Also known as the Atomic Hand, the former Atomic Hand from Theater X in Milwaukee. Victor, nice to have you here.
Thank you, Mike.
Brian Ritchie here on bass. Brian, what kind of a bass is it? That's an inflated bass there.
This is an acoustic mariachi bass.
A mariachi bass, huh? Very nice. That's an impressive looking instrument. Yeah,
what about this?
What is that?
That's called a transiphone, Michael.
The transiphone?
Yes.
Is that of your invention?
Well, it's a combination of people's minds, I guess.
Is this from playing on the streets in Milwaukee, ended up with a trash can there?
Actually, we were just picking up leaves one day, and we decided we'd use it for something else.
Why playing on streets? I mean, what?
Why not?
Excellent answer, don't you think? I love those kinds of answers. They really are thought-provoking. But, I mean, what is the kick of playing on the sidewalk to people?
Well, I think it's probably exciting in a way that we have this immediate reaction from people because they're walking by and they see us playing and they have to respond to us in some fashion. It's not every day, at least in Milwaukee, where you see musicians playing on the street.
And we take the music to the audience rather than the audience coming to us, so we reach a wider variety of people.
Yeah, we play on buses and everything.
We can't get regular gigs, that's the truth, though. All this stuff. We can't get the regular gigs.
How long have you been standing in front of the drugstore down there, in front of the, next to the Oriental?
We've been playing for about 7.5 months.
That's right?
Outside all the time.
You go in occasionally. What was it like opening for the Pretenders? It must have been a little bit disconcerting.
It was fun.
Yeah?
Actually, we were taken off guard by the whole thing. We never expected it. And, well, Chrissy asked us to do the show.
Oh, it's Chrissy, is it?
Yeah. Oh, Chris. Chris is Chrissy, how she introduced herself to us. But anyway, she asked.
How is Chrissy? Does she ask about me at all?
No. Actually, she's pretty upset with you from what I hear.
Yeah,
something about your posture.
So they caught your act on the street and asked you to open that same night, right? In August. That night in August.
That's right. August the 23rd.
August the 23rd. And three stars were born that night.
Sort of.
Yeah. How does the future look now for the Violent Femmes?
Oh, really bad.
Yeah?
Grim.
Too bad you
Grim.
Had it, huh?
Yeah.
The flash
yeah.
in the pan?
We had our chance and we blew it.
Yeah.
I hear you're going to New York. Is it...
Yeah, there's a contract out on us in New
York. How did you hear that?
I hear these things, Michael.
I figure I can say these things with impunity because they're in Milwaukee. But
no,
what's going to
happen? We have had some contact with a record company in New York, Shake Records, and the president, Alan Bedrock, is interested in us, so we're going to do some work with him.
Bedrock?
Bedrock.
Get on the ground floor with Bedrock. Huh? Sounds good. Let's hear once again from the Violent Femmes, Gordon Gano, Brian Ritchie, Victor DiLorenzo, the Violent Femmes.